We're talking with one of the national talent acts here at the 2017 National FFA Convention from Oklahoma, J.C. Dietrich. And J.C., you just wowed him on stage just a moment ago. You've been singing for quite a few years.
Yes, I've been singing ever since I could talk. It started when I was younger. I would pick up lyrics really fast in the car. And ever since then, my first venue to sing at was at church. I used to sing barefoot, actually. Fun fact about me. Never sang with shoes on, but it was in front of about 500 people.
Now, you've actually been, in your FFA career, you've been able to, basically combine the FFA activities with singing.
Yes, it's a great opportunity to express how much FFA has to offer. You know, there's a stereotypical expectation that FFA is just about showing animals, but the FFA has so much more to offer. There's speeches, there's dairy evaluations, and there's talent in the chorus and band. You know, the opportunities are endless with FFA.
Now, you're president from your jacket for 2017. Newcastle FFA, tell me about your chapter.
My chapter is great. We're Newcastle, Oklahoma. We're a 4A school, so we're about average size. I love my chapter. One of the things that makes my chapter unique is we're very diverse. We have one of the best show cattle industries right in Newcastle, Oklahoma, Bonham Show Cattle. They're wonderful. And then I have qualified myself for state and speech a couple times, and we have some other speech givers. We're just really diverse, and we're such a caring chapter, and I really love that we're able to reach out to the community and help them as well.
You know, I've seen you at a lot of venues in Oklahoma, and you get around quite a bit.
I do. God has definitely blessed me. You know, I always try to keep the theory that put God first and he'll do the rest, and he has definitely taken me to paths that I never thought I would be fortunate enough to walk down, but he has just blessed me very much.
With all of that said, what about FFA? What do you think it's done for you as far as putting you in this position, for example, tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Well, going into my freshman year, I actually wasn't in FFA, and I didn't really know what I was going to do with my life. I wound up joining later that year, and it opened so many opportunities. I qualified for state talent, and so I got to do different things like that. But because of the FFA, I have now decided that I'm going to go to Oklahoma State University, go Pokes, and it's really given me a career path. I plan on majoring in agricultural business and agricultural communications, so it has really just given me a direction in life, and it's taught me, people skills, it's taught me how to communicate and really how to value those things that we take for granted every day.
Now, you've been involved with national talent activities this year at the national convention. Have you been at the national meeting in previous years too?
Yes. So this is actually my second year. I got the opportunity to do national talent last year and was runner-up. So I decided to come back this year and try my hand at it again. And I am very blessed to announce that Oklahoma will be going to the final three. So I actually sang tonight. I sang "I Have Nothing" by Whitney Houston, which was a really kind of risky step, because Whitney is very hard to cover. Mm-hmm. But from what people have told me, they said everyone really liked it. So hopefully Oklahoma will take home the prize.
Okay, so we'll know maybe tomorrow night?
Yes, tomorrow night is actually the finals. It'll be during session 7. And so all three of us will sing, and they'll pull us on stage and announce the winner to everyone.